Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings. Welcome to another segment of New Day Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and we thank all of you for tuning in to another segment of the official Million Woman March and Movement blog radio program. This, of course, is our fourth year, and we are very, very happy to have been able to continue to bring to you the information and the ability to connect on an ongoing basis for these past 4 years. And, of course, prior to now, we were, of course, broadcasting on Harambe Radio, what we call our sister station. So, with that said, again, we thank all of you for tuning in and thank all of you for continuing to let others know that we are here every week, same time, same station, and that it is our intention to provide a power-packed information that will not only inspire, motivate, but also liberate. So again, my name is Empress Chi, and of course I am the founder and president general of the Million Woman March and, of course, the Universal Movement. And coming this October, there's going to be quite a bit of activities going on, a whole bunch of activities going on, shall I say. We are here in Philly, and, of course, October will mark the 14-year anniversary of the Historic Million Woman March. And this year, we really have something very special that's going to take place. So I'm going to tell you a little more about that very shortly. But before I do anything else, I want to give thanks and praises to our Creator and to always be very cognizant and appreciative of our freedom-fighting ancestors. Well, today was a very fun and just enjoyable, let me put it that way, a very enjoyable day. We were out in the park. Today, of course, was the 8-year observance of the African Independence Day that was put on by the Pearl of Africa, specifically Brother Ahmed, and it was a very nice gathering. A small group of folk, but a very, spirited, high-spirited group of folk. And certainly we enjoyed being out there. I got a chance to see Sister Pam in Africa. I hadn't seen Sister Pam in a while. And just a lot of other brothers and sisters who are in the cultural community and the conscious community here in Philly. And it was just good to see all the children. And just, again, with the temperature being the way it is, I personally have a strong admiration for summer. And so whenever I'm out in the warm sun, it's just so invigorating and just so wonderful. But at any rate, today was a very good day. Lots of vendors, the entertainment or the edutainment was, just incredible. It was so nice. So we got a chance to hear a lot of spoken word and a lot of good music and a lot of speakers, folk that were really dropping a lot of information that was, pretty powerful. So, again, it was a beautiful day. We congratulate Black Med for another year of a wonderful event, something for the entire family, and I certainly enjoyed it. I did get a chance to speak as well. And very shortly, we're going to have someone else who spoke today at the program, at the African Independence Day program, and we're talking about none other than my sister, Basima Mube. Now, initially, we were going to have Brother Mshindi Shabazz, who, of course, is the chairperson of the division, one of the divisions here in Philly. I believe it's the 178th Division. But as it turns out, we're going to have Sister Basima joining us tonight. And she, of course, is going to tell us, really, not only just tell us, but provide for us a lot of insight into the upcoming Marcus Garvey Parade, as well as the International Conference. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. That's going to also be taking place here in Philadelphia So, you know, it's back in Philly this year, and this is I'm really happy to see that coming. I mean, this past week we had the Association of Black Journalists, and from what we were told, it seemed to be a very well-attended and a very kind of bling-bling kind of activity, and certainly it brought the attention of a lot of the high-profile people, as they're sometimes called, certainly Travis Smiley and Al Sharpton and Michael Baisden, just to name a few, were here in Philly for the national conference for the Association of Black Journalists. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Philly also is the founding city of that organization. Well, we found it a bit ironic that while Philly, I believe, is the founding location for the Association of Black Journalists, it seems that for some strange reason, when it comes to the issue of Mumia Abu-Jamal, that's not something that they care to report about, talk about, be involved in, or anything. For the most part, you have one or two, but if I'm not mistaken, they had something like maybe 15,000 people that came in for that conference that are or were, in fact, journalists or writers of some form. So, you know, certainly over these past years, and we're talking about something like 29 now, that Mumia has been incarcerated, you would think that there would have been more written by black journalists. Well, it just happens to be that the majority of the writings, it seems to be that of white people when it comes to Mumia. Imagine that. I mean, why, one must ask. But then, of course, we know the answer. But we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about also this being Black August. We have some very, very exciting and important kinds of things, both from the announcement standpoint as well as the plan of action standpoint, that will be implemented this month for Black August. I also want to send a congratulations out to Brother Kalanji, who informed us the other day that he has completed his new book. And as a matter of fact, we're planning to bring him to Philly in October. He'll be doing a book signing as well as a presentation as a part of the For Brothers Only conference. That conference is specifically to address the issue of violence and abuse of black women and girls, Africana women and girls, and black men. For 2 days, will sit down and stand up and do whatever else they need to do to really examine the issue of violence and abuse, and we're talking about all types of violations of our women and girls. Now, today, when I was at the program at the, by the way, it was held at Malcolm X and Betty Shabazz Park here in Philadelphia near 52nd and Pine Street. While I was there today, I did get a chance to talk with or one-on-one several people, but I also had the opportunity to address the entire, entire crowd, the entire participants. Well, one of the things that I had to, of course, make very clear, and that is my concern and position as it pertains to the issue of violence and abuse, and said emphatically that black women will now step up and step forward in making certain that this behavior becomes lessened and ultimately eliminated, and that now that this is such a vital time and such a necessary commitment that must be made, we are now moving towards being in the position to not only implement the necessary work that is required to do that, meaning to lessen the situation and to ultimately eliminate it, but we now are doing it in such a way that it will not tolerate any nonsense. And hence, as I said earlier, we're going to separate the men from the boys and the women from the girls. So I can tell you very, very clearly that The words that were shared tonight in regard to this issue of violence and abuse of our women and girls is one that was really heard and embraced by the majority of the people who were there. And so as we continue to bring that issue here to our radio program, we can assure you that we are now going to begin to take it into the community. We see that our sisters are ready. Our sisters, I looked at the faces today when I said how more than likely someone there was standing next to a sister or a girl who had been either beaten, molested, raped, or taken advantage of. And when I said that, you could see the faces of the people in that they knew that I was telling the truth. They knew that what I was saying was something that while many of us don't want to hear about these things, we know that we must. We know that we must begin to step up and do something about it. And so, again, this is some of the things that we're going to be talking more about here at New Day Resurrection and Liberation. We're going to not only talk about it, but we're going to provide you with plans of action where we will begin to go into our communities to address this situation with love, with integrity, but certainly with tenacity, with truly the commitment to resolve this to the best of our abilities. So that gives you kind of a recap of some of what I said today in the presentation at the African Liberation or African Independence Day. And again, we applaud Brother Ahmed for a wonderful, wonderful event, and we look forward to being a part of it again next year. Now, coming up, again, we have something, a very powerful day, a powerful week, actually, is getting ready to kick off here in Philly. And starting next Sunday, the Marcus Garvey Parade. And again, this will be a week-long activity coming in for Philly this week, because this year, Philadelphia has once again been selected as the hosting city for the International Convention for the UNIAACL. So what we're going to do is very shortly we're going to go to our live line, and we're going to talk about this year's convention as well as parade. Now, we have to share with you, family, that Philly is a very interesting city. And as we now begin to see how many, for whatever reason, are not really associating themselves or getting directly involved with, real cultural types of things. I mean, as long as it's kind of a pseudo or kind of a minor type of event, you might see participation. But when it tends to have a very pro-Black, pro-African, self-determination, self-sufficiency type of aura or projection or stance, it begins to get a little interesting. But there's enough of us to truly take a stand, and so we shall. At any rate, we're going to get ready to go to our live line. And again, joining us tonight, and if you got the e-blurb, you might have saw that initially we had planned to have our brother Mshendi Shabazz was to join us, but we are again very fortunate and blessed to have our sister joining us tonight. You know, I always love talking with my sisters. So even though we love talking with our brothers too, but there's a special kind of connection sometimes with our sisters. But at any rate, we're going to talk again about the Honorable Marcus Garvey. We're going to talk about this year's convention, the projections for this year, because, every year there's always some additional kinds of things or some specific kinds of things that is being focused on. So we want to kind of get a little glimpse into that and certainly give you an idea of what's going to be happening on August the 14th for this year's Marcus Garvey Earth Day Parade, Celebration, Observance, and, of course, Black Liberation all across the board. So without further ado, we're going to go to our live line. And let's see, we have a new board here, so you have to bear with me a little bit. We're going to be bringing in Sister Basima Mube, who is the fourth Vice President General of the UNIA, the parent body. And we're going to talk about, as soon as I'm able to open up my board here, we're going to talk about the upcoming Marcus Garvey celebration that's going to take place here in Philadelphia. Of course, it's going to be in the form of not only a parade, but of course, in the form of a convention where people will be coming in really from an international perspective. So let's see. Okay, I think we got it now, and we're going to go to our live line. And joining us now is Sister Basima Mube. And again, our topic for tonight is the Honorable Marcus Garvey. And, of course, we're going to talk a little more about Black August as well. But we're going to talk about today's event at Malcolm X Park, Malcolm X Betty Schwartz Park. And that's going to be it. So we're going to open our chat line for you in about 5 minutes so that if you have some comments or questions that you want to post in the chat room, you will certainly be able to do so. And we're going to go to our live line now, and we're going to talk to Sister Basima. Hey, sis, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Greetings to you, Empress G, and to the listening audience. Yes, you are ringing up the sound and the horn as we embark on our international 54th annual convention that will be held here this year in the Philadelphia area. So I'm
wow,
really,
did you say 64th?
54.
Oh, yeah, but still, that's incredible. 54 years
after. Not 54 years. It's been 96 years at this point, but it's been 54 international conventions out of those 90 years. So yes, it has been an incredible embarkment upon the African community, and certainly towards liberation for African people. This year, I'm really excited again being here in the Philadelphia area itself.
I hope I didn't lose you. No, yes, we did. Okay, well, I'm sure our sister will call back. Oh, well, I hate when this happens. But it's nothing I can really do about it. Yep, we lost our sister, but I'm sure she'll be calling back very shortly. But anyway, again, family, what we've been talking about and what we will be talking about, of course, as Sister Basima just indicated, the 55th International Convention is going to be held here in Philadelphia, and I believe it's going to be starting on April the 15th. But again, I'm sure she's going to be calling back in very shortly, and we'll get that specific information for you. Okay, in the meantime, let's go back to giving you some insight into today's program. I got a chance to speak with Dr. Joy DeGreary. Of course, Dr. Joy is the sister who wrote the book Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome. So I did have the opportunity to finally kind of meet her one-on-one. Again, her presentation was, as usual, very powerful, very strong, and our people really did appreciate the information that she was sharing, and certainly the research and the ability to bring that kind of thing forward. It was just wonderful, absolutely wonderful. So we are hoping that we will have Dr. Joy joining us for this year's anniversary of the Million Woman March. And, of course, that is going to take place in October. There are several events that are being planned. From the 7th to the 9th, I believe, is going to be the Black Women's Literary Showcase. So for those sisters who are interested in sharing your work, be it a book, be it some other kind of literary work, we certainly would love to have you join us. So if you want more information about being a part of the Black Women's Literary Showcase, please feel free to give us a call at area code 267-636-3802, or you can send us an email at nationalmwm@aol.com. Again, nationalmwm@aol.com. Okay, it looks like we have Sister Asima back with us. You know, again, you know how this technology gets, family. I mean, it's good when it wants to be, but it can also do whatever it wants to do sometime. And so we kind of understand that. And, look like we lost her again. This is really getting kind of strange. Wow, okay. Well, once again, it's okay. It's saying, my board is saying that this call has dropped. So that is, again, what happens with technology, and especially with cell phones, okay? Because if you're not in a good area, then, you know, that can most certainly happen, and it definitely is happening tonight. Okay, we're going to try again. We see that we have her back with us, so hopefully we will be able to keep her on this time. And, again, we're going to talk about the upcoming Marcus Garvey Parade, and this is starting to get strange. I don't know what is happening. It looks like it could be happening on my part now. Okay, we are going to try one more time. At any rate, this is getting to be a little strange. And we know the sister just called in again, and we just got disconnected again. So hopefully we will not continue to have this technical difficulty, and hopefully she will be calling back in a few moments. In the meantime, again, we want to remind you that the parade is scheduled to take place on August the 14th, and it looks like the actual convention is due to start on August the 15th, and it's going to be going on throughout the course of the week. And, wow, I'm certainly looking forward to it. Okay, we're going to try one more time to see if we can connect with Sister Basima. I'm still not seeing her pop up on the board yet. So hopefully we can get the situation resolved in a few moments. We hope that you are able to bear with us, and we can get this straightened out for you very, very shortly. We are unable to open up the chat room yet because we're trying to wait to see if we can get Sister Masima back on. And, we're still having some problems here. Okay, we're going to try one more thing and see if we have it locked in now. Nope, not yet. Wow. Okay. Well, we will continue on. And again, hopefully she will call in back in shortly and we'll be able to retain her call. What we're going to try to do in the meantime is go to some information that will at least provide you with some of what the upcoming convention is going to be about. And let's see. Trying to pull it up right now. So again, Bill, with me, family, we appreciate your patience. And in the meantime, we want to remind you again that you are in tune to New Day, Resurrection, and Liberation. For those of you who do not know, we do have our show that comes on Tuesday at 6:30. It's called Still We Rise, and it's aired every week, Tuesday at 6:30. Eastern Daylight Time, and that particular program is really geared to address the issue of violence and abuse of our women and girls. So for that program, Still We Rise, which is a part of the new project, our kind of main area or our main focus of concentration is to deal with matters that we consider to be that of this issue of violence and abuse. Okay, so if you are interested in knowing more about that program, if you are someone who has experienced being abused or you know someone who has, or you want information about how you can get involved in being an advocate or something, anything of that nature, we certainly welcome you to tune in to that radio program. You can just go to the website www.blogtalkradio/thebenewproject, and that will take you right to the site. Or, again, you can call us at area code 267-636-3802. Okay, well, I'm not able to get Sister Basima back for some reason, so not sure how to handle that right now. At any rate, what we will do again is attempt to pull up some of the information that we had about tonight's show, and then that way we're at least able to share with you some of what it is that we were going to talk about tonight. Okay, let's see. The parade will take place on August the 14th, and interestingly enough, it's going to take place at the same location that we were today, which is the Malcolm X Park, located at 52nd and Pine Street here in Philadelphia. Of course, it's the Malcolm X and Betty Shabazz Park. The theme looks like it's Africans Unite. Excellent theme, especially for a Marcus Garvey parade, celebrating Black people, Black culture, and Black our story. Okay, some of the speakers that will be at the parade include Brother Achille Nkrumah, who is also one of the officials from the parent body of the UNIA. As a matter of fact, he's the first assistant president general of the UNIA ACL. Also joining the speakers list is Dr. Akosua Ali-Sabri. Chairman Fred Hamden Jr. is scheduled to come in. Sister Pam Africa is going to be also joining us. I, of course, will be there and have been asked to be a speaker. And let's see, of course, Sister Basima, who again is the fourth assistant president general of the UNIA, and she is also the director of the Black Cross Nurses. So those are some of the scheduled speakers at this point. Of course, there are several others, and there's also several performances, artists that will also be there that day, including none other than the Universal African Dance and Drum Ensemble. And I'm telling you, family, if you have not seen that group, you really have missed something. You need to check them out. If you have not seen them, you can kind of catch them online. That group is incredible, absolutely incredible. So they, too, will be at this event next week, and again, it's going to be August the 14th here in Philadelphia, and it's going to be again at the Malcolm X Betty Shabazz Park, located at 52nd and Pine Street, and of course, that is in West Philadelphia. This is the 54th International Convention, as Sister Westman just indicated, of the UNIA. That is going to take place starting on, let's see what dates we have here. Looks like August the 17th through the 21st. Okay, so the correction there for you. I thought it was going to start on August the 15th, and I'm looking at it here, and it will begin on August the 17th through the 21st. Now, again, it is going to take place here in Philadelphia. It's being sponsored by two divisions here in Philly, and that is Division 121 and also Division 178. They are the hosting divisions for this year, 54th International Convention of the UNIA. Okay, the final thing I want to say about that is if you would like more information about being a part of the parade organizing, or if you need some other information, specifically location for some of the sessions for the UNIA, you can call area code 267-231-9269, again, 267-231-9269 or 267-593-5587. Again, 267-593-5587. All right, those are the two numbers that you can call to get more information about this year's Marcus Garvey Parade. And again, that will take place next Sunday at the Malcolm X Betty Shabazz Park, 52nd and Pine Street. Oh, let's see the time. I do not see the time. Hold on. Let's go back to that for one moment. Try to pull the time. Okay, here we are. 12 noon it starts. From 12 noon to 8 p.m. Okay, from 12 noon to 8 p.m., the Marcus Garvey Parade. Okay, so that's what's going on for next Sunday here in Philadelphia, and then again starting on the 17th, which of course is the actual Earth Day of the Honorable Marcus Garvey. And we certainly will be talking more about this next week, and we'll also be talking more about Black August. Okay, let's just check one more time. Well, seems like we lost Sister Basima. We weren't able to recapture her back on for tonight. I'm not seeing her number on the board at all. There seemed to have been some kind of technical difficulty on her end. But at any rate, we were able to put the information out, and we're very thankful for that. Okay, we're going to have a short edition of our show for tonight because, actually, I'm just getting in from a long day being out at the African Independence Day. Again, it was a wonderful event. Got the opportunity to talk with a lot of people. It was very, very spirited and just a beautiful gathering out in the park today. It was like a threat of rain all day, but so for some reason, it just seemed to just kind of almost start, but then not. So pretty much the whole day went pretty well without any type of major rain or anything like that. So, again, we get thankful. And, again, we give a salute out to Brother Ahmed, who did a wonderful job in coordinating today's event. All right, with that said, family, again, we're going to close out early tonight. But we hope that you will return back to us next week, and we will be able to give you some updates on activities that have been going on really for this whole month for Black August. Also, we want to remind you that next Saturday there is something going on in New York. I will probably not be attending that particular event, although I will be in the New York area, but I'm certain that we will be getting a report on the activity. So you can probably look forward to having some kind of information provided to you about what went on in Harlem for next Saturday. I do know Sister PM Africa is planning to attend, so more than likely we will get a report from Sister Pam. And if not from Sister Pam, certainly there's some folks that we know that most definitely will be going. And again, we will be at the Malcolm X Betty Shabazz Park on Sunday, next Sunday, for the Marcus Garvey birthday parade and celebration. So it's a possibility we may be doing a special broadcast next Sunday. We'll be able to tell you that for a certain around on Tuesday when we do our program on Tuesday for this week for the Still We Rise program. We will know if, in fact, we're going to do a special broadcast on either Saturday and or Sunday. Okay, with that said, we want to remind you again that October will be major activities happening to commemorate the 14-year anniversary of the historic Million Woman March. We certainly invite those of you who are designers. If you are a designer of clothing, of jewelry, of hats, crowns, of any type of accessories for both men and women, we invite you to join us for our showcase. There is going to be a showcase that will provide what we call wearable art, okay, not just fashions, but wearable art. So we invite you to join us for that if you are interested in having some of your work exhibited or shown in that show. Please feel free to give us a call or send us an email. The email address, again, is nationalmwm@aol.com or official mwm@yahoo.com. You can also call area code 267-636-3802. Also coming in October is the National Black Women's Convention. Yes, the Sisters, a National Black Women's Convention is going to be convened by the official and original Million Woman March. This convention is going to serve several purposes, including the development of the Million Woman Party, as well as several other major, major operations that is directly connected to the Million Woman March, as well as connected to a few things that are going to be very interesting when it comes to collaborations. And so we'll be able to unveil some of that for you as well. So October, there are several activities that the National MWM will be convening. Again, for brothers only, it's a very important session for black men who are very serious about this issue of violence and abuse. They will come together when they leave from that conference. They will have some potential solutions. They will have some potential plan of action that will aggressively, realistically, and certainly, weekly dealing with this issue of violence and abuse. So we have a lot that we're going to be covering in the next couple of months, but certainly by the end of the year, we really should see some real work accomplished, and we're ready to move on to the next level of things. So without further ado, we're going to close out this session. And again, we invite you to join us back next week. We are very thankful again that you are letting others know that we are here, and we hope that you will continue to do so. And again, next week we will come back to you with some updates, reports on some of the current events and other activities that have gone on this month for Black August. Again, we are looking forward to talking with Brother Kalonji, who does an excellent job with Black August every year. And as we indicated earlier, he did send some message letting us know that he has indeed finished his book. Well, we may be having him on to just kind of give us an overview of some of the things that he and some of the folks that he's been working with have been doing for this month's Black August observance. But at any rate, we will be able to provide you with some kind of information next week, and if not with Brother Kalonji, certainly there are other groups and other events that are taking place. And if nothing else, we certainly will provide update on Mumia Abu-Jamal and a few of the other political prisoners because we, again, have been directly in touch with, of course, Sister Pam, and we are looking forward to working with and getting closer in touch with a few of the others. And by the way, we must check to find out what has happened with Reverend Joy. We do know that she was scheduled to go to court last week. We have not gotten an update report yet, so that definitely is on the agenda for this week as well. We will have to make certain that we get some kind of update on Reverend Joy Powell. We need to find out if, in fact, she did go to court, and if so, we need to know what the actual results of that was. So stay tuned, family, because we're going to be really on that, trying to really find out as much as possible, as soon as possible. Okay, so again, we're going to close out for tonight, and we thank all of you for tuning in. We will again be back next week at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Until then, we will leave you with the idea and the concept of Ma'at Hotep. And, of course, Ma'at Hotep clearly represents and speaks to justice and peace, for there can be no Hotep without Ma'at. There could be no peace without justice. Until next week, Tutanam.